This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Capitol Police say that the officer killed Friday after a police barricade was rammed was 18-year-old veteran who was a member of the department's first responders unit. Police identified the slain officer as Billy Evans, while the suspect, who was shot dead, has been identified as 25-year-old Noah Green. He rammed a car into two police officers at the barricade outside the U.S. Capitol, then emerged wielding a knife. The suspect died at a hospital. Authorities said the attack did not appear to be related to terrorism. The crash and shooting happened at a security checkpoint near the Capitol as Congress was in recess. Comes as the Washington region remains on edge nearly 3 months after a mob of insurrectionists stormed the U.S. Capitol. Prosecutors in Taiwan have questioned the owner of an unmanned truck that rolled onto a rail track and caused the country's worst train disaster in decades that killed 51 people and injured 146, though no charges have been filed. The train was carrying 494 people at the start of a long holiday weekend Friday when it smashed into the construction truck that slid down a hillside above the tracks. Many passengers were crushed just before the train entered a tunnel, while some survivors were forced to climb out of windows and walk along the train's roof to safety. The district prosecutor's office in the Eastern County says that it's interviewed the truck owner, among others, but was not ready to file charges. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The political peril is deepening for conservative Republican Representative Matt Gaetz. The often outlandish Trump-style provocateur appears increasingly isolated amid a federal sex trafficking investigation. Federal prosecutors are examining whether the Florida congressman and a political ally who is facing sex trafficking allegations may have paid underage girls or offered them gifts in exchange for sex. That's according to people familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss it publicly. Few Republicans are coming to Gaetz's defense, but GOP leaders are also slow to publicly confront a high-profile lawmaker popular in Trump's orbit. Gaetz has denied any wrongdoing. The United States and Iran said Friday that they will begin in direct negotiations with intermediaries next week to try to get both countries back into compliance with an accord limiting Iran's nuclear program. Nearly 3 years after former U.S. President Donald Trump pulled the U.S. out of the deal, that announcement marks one of the first bits of tangible progress in efforts to return both nations to terms of the 2015 accord, which bound Iran to restrictions in return for relief from U.S. and international sanctions. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated its guidance to say fully vaccinated people can travel within the U.S. without getting tested for the coronavirus or going into quarantine afterward. Still, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky urged caution and said she would advocate against general travel overall, given the rising number of infections. According to the CDC, more than 100 million people in the U.S., or about 30% of the population, have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. A person is considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after receiving the last required dose. For a second year, Christians in the Holy Land are marking Good Friday without the mass pilgrimage usually seen in the Holy Week leading up to Easter because of the coronavirus. Worshippers in other predominantly Christian countries where the virus is still raging were observing their second annual Holy Week with tight restrictions on gatherings in Latin America. It's from Guatemala to Paraguay and carried large crosses and tree branches covered with thorns and passion plays reenacting the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.